When people think of Metro Phoenix, they often think Valley of the Sun, but a new push is underway to get people to think Valley of the Sensors. The Greater Phoenix Economic Council will officially unveil its global investment plan tomorrow, but we're not waiting. KJZZ's business correspondent, Christina Estes, joins me now with the early details on this. And Christina, before we get to the Valley of the Sensors, tell me why GPEC is releasing this plan.
Well, it's a component of the Global Cities Initiative, which is designed to help regions create strategies to support sustainable economic growth. The Brookings Institution chose six metro areas, including Phoenix, to develop their own regional foreign direct investment plans.
And you learned that Phoenix will focus on the Internet of Things and sensor applications. What does that mean exactly?
In simple terms, the Internet of Things relates to anything with an on and off switch that connects to the Internet. So your phone is an obvious example, but it also includes medical devices, cars, and home automation like programmable thermostats and refrigerators that alert you to pick up milk. Broadly speaking, sensors are used to detect changes and then send the information to a computer. An example might be a wristband you wear to track your steps.
So how does GPEC plan to sell the Valley as an emerging sensor hub?
By promoting what GPEC President and CEO Chris Camacho calls our legacy industries, aerospace and defense, microelectronics, and healthcare.
For example, Intel's Internet of Things business is in Chandler, Arizona. Most people globally have no idea that that exists in Chandler, Arizona. And there's a number of companies. Honeywell has additive manufacturing labs here in Phoenix, Arizona. So the goal is that we elevate the recognition that sensors and IoT, you know, are already built into our legacy industry base, but we're also recognizing there are going to be disruptive technologies, many of which that aren't born yet. But we want to recruit those kind of firms that are creating this new intellectual property and have them be Arizona-based intellectual property.
Camacho says they'll be launching domestic and international digital marketing campaigns. The biggest opportunities for foreign investment, he says, will come from Taiwan, China, the United Kingdom, and Germany. But don't expect to see one huge company move its corporate headquarters to Phoenix. Instead, Camacho says we can expect smaller moves to generate steady growth.
They expand with a very controlled strategy into the United States. They might add an engineering office, a sales office. These are generally, you know, 15 to 50 person expansions into the U.S., prove the market demand, prove the customer base, prove the supply chain, and then the growth will come.
And this global investment plan calls for Greater Phoenix to be recognized as a sensor cluster in key markets by 2027. Besides the marketing plans and presentations, how will they get there?
By paying attention after the deals are signed. This is something I hear a lot among the economic development community. They refer to it as aftercare, making sure the decision makers and employees of new companies not only feel welcomed, but also supported and invested in the community. If you have executives and others actively involved in professional groups and supporting schools and nonprofits, they feel more connected. And that can make all the difference when a decision is being made about where to stay, where to leave, or grow.
All right. KJZZ's business correspondent, Christina Estes, thanks so much.
You're welcome.